33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. You know, the wonderful thing about the age of the internet is having a library at your fingertips. I mean, anything is available online, like this. What is the oldest library in Texas? And bam, there's your answer. Well, three answers, actually. This sort of messed up. According to the map here, there are three oldest libraries in Texas, which, of course, is not logically possible.
Hi, this is John O'Jelly.
Hey, John O'Jelly. This is David Brown over at Texas Standard. How you doing?
Just fine.
John's the executive director of the Rosenberg Library in Galveston, named for a Galveston business leader and philanthropist turn of the previous century. So the oldest library in Texas, what's the story?
The Rosenberg Library opened on June 22nd, 1904. Mr. Rosenberg had been dead for many years before the library opened, but June 22nd is his birthday, and that was the date that was selected for the opening of the library. In 1904, it was the first major public building that was constructed in Galveston after the 1900 storm. Well, according to the Texas State Historical Association, the Rosenberg Library is the oldest public library in Texas in continuous operation.
Okay, well, that's a pretty bold claim, one that might have a challenge here if Google is right. Can we get Bryan, Texas on the line? Rachel Metters over at the Carnegie Library in Bryan says here, Bryan was 1903.
Correct. In 1903, we opened a Carnegie Library in Bryan, Texas. So we had quite a few saloons in Bryan, Texas before the Carnegie came to exist.
Uh-huh.
And lots of ladies in the town thought that we needed a lot more culture than hangings on the courthouse lawn and plenty of uncouth drinking saloons.
Right.
So
right.
The Woman's Club, which was formerly known as the Municipal Improvement Club, thought that they really, really could do with a Carnegie Library because the news had started to spread that Mr. Carnegie was giving grants.
And so the rest is history. The Carnegie Library of Bryan, Texas, 1903, now seeming like the oldest, and yet there's a third dot on this Google map, and it's hovering squarely over the barbecue capital of Texas. Does Lockhart actually have the oldest library? Bertha Martinez is the director. We caught up with her just coming back from, where was that place?
Smitty's.
Smitty's, ah yes. Maybe some listeners have heard of Smitty's. Okay, the Eugene Clark Public Library of Lockhart, just around the corner. Are you really the oldest library in Texas?
We are the oldest library, continuously operating library in the state of Texas. We were built in 1899 and dedicated on July 6th of 1900. The building was built with a bequest of $10,000 from Dr. Eugene Clark.
Who is Dr. Eugene Clark?
Dr. Eugene Clark was a doctor who was passing through the city of Lockhart, fell in love with the citizens and the city. When he left back to his home in New Orleans, he left $10,000 for our library to be built.
Three different acts of philanthropy, three libraries more than a century old, but only one can be the oldest library in Texas. And for all the convenience of Google, alas, we may have to turn to a pro.
This is Mark Smith.
Mark Smith, director and librarian for the Texas State Library and Archives Commission. Mark, we need your help here. Three libraries, each supposedly the oldest. What's the claim to fame for the Rosenberg Library in Galveston?
The Rosenberg Library is as far as we know, the longest continuing operated library in the state of Texas. It was opened in January 1871 as the Galveston Public Library, and then after the hurricane in the early years of the century, rebuilt and, of course, now operates as the Rosenberg Library.
I see. So not in the original building. So that makes it what? The actual oldest library?
That makes it, as far as we know, the oldest library in continuous operation in the state of Texas.
Okay. Well, that doesn't settle it completely because you've got the Carnegie Library of Bryan. What's their claim to fame?
The Carnegie Library in Bryan, their claim to fame is that they are the oldest library in continuous operation in a Carnegie Library in Texas.
Okay. So among all the Carnegie Libraries, this is the oldest in all of the Lone Star State. What about, finally, the Eugene Clark Library?
The Eugene Clark Library was founded in 1899, and it is the oldest library in continuous operation in the same facility.
Ah, so the old building in Lockhart, the oldest continuing library in the same building.
That is correct.
Okay, so a trophy for all three. But at the end of the day, so long as there's a library close by, aren't we all winners? Mark Smith is director and librarian for the Texas State Library and Archives Commission. Happy Library Week, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, David. Same to you.